Back here at the Big Glass Tech Board for this week's edition, Game Reflections. He's Casey Jones. I'm Andrew Mason. Happy to talk with you about highlights from a win after the Broncos' 8-game losing streak, a 23-0 shutout of the Jets. Plenty of good plays to get to and have started right away with this 27-yard pass from Trevor Siemian to Cody Latimer, a 3rd-and-6 play on the first possession. Nice play by Cody Latimer, who's been doing a good job getting going the last few weeks since moving up to becoming the Broncos' number 3 receiver. Great adjustment on the ball by Cody right there.
Offensive line is setting the tone here. They see the blitz coming. Paradis does a great job sifting through the fake blitzers and to the intended blitzers. Gets a great block there inside. Great block on the edge by Bowles, and then Siemian has time to throw downfield. Latimer just on a go route, very athletic again, getting up and into the air, beating the defender for the first down.
We were talking about this on 1st and 10 at 10 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater on Tuesday morning. Cody Latimer, since he moved up to the number 3 receiver position in the Philadelphia game, if you take his numbers from that point to now, put him over the course of a full season, he'd be on pace for a 500-yard season. Pretty good for a number 3 receiver. You like his production since he moved up. Very promising for the 4th-year receiver. He's taken a step to the next level. On to the first defensive series of the game, and the first play right out of the blocks, you got Brandon Marshall shooting through and making a play for a 3-yard loss on Elijah McGuire, getting into the backfield, making a big play. The first of 3 tackles for losses by Brandon Marshall in what was, I think, his biggest game of the season so far.
Denver defense starts fast. They stem a little bit, creating a little bit of confusion. You see Shell, the guard, pulling out into space. Doesn't really look like he knows where he's going. And Brandon Marshall sees that, gets right behind him, makes the big play, sets the tone for the entire game, I think. Yeah.
Marshall talked about this after the game. He said, I need to be more aggressive. Did some self-scouting last week, talked about how he didn't think he was playing up to his standard, didn't think he was attacking the way he wanted to, and it resulted in some big plays, including this one, and the play we're going to get to right here. 2 snaps later, Brandon Marshall into the backfield, getting the forced fumble on Josh McCown. Gets the strip sack. Adam Gotsis with the recovery. The Broncos get the ball at the 20-yard line. 2 plays later, leads to a touchdown, puts them up 2 scores to stay for the rest of the game.
See the Jets in this formation. They have 2 in the backfield. They're going to stay in protection. And Forte, the right up back, he's actually going to go all the way across the formation to block the edge, leaving Brandon Marshall free. He's reading Forte as he comes over across formation. When he sees him block, he's coming in on the blitz. Strips the ball out, huge play for the defense.
On to the touchdown that followed 2 plays later. Trevor Siemian hitting Demaryius Thomas for a 20-yard strike. Nice play by Demaryius Thomas in one-on-one coverage. Of course, you see Siemian getting hit, makes the play. Broncos go up by 10 points just like that.
Yeah, Siemian sees one-on-one with his best receiver, Demaryius Thomas, on the top of the screen. And you think on this play that he's just throwing it up because he has pressures on Bowles. Bowles gets beat on an inside move. But there is a little bit of a hesitation and a head fake by Demaryius Thomas, and he's there to catch the ball in the sun. It's a very underrated play there, catching the ball in the sun in the corner mile high. But a wonderful play, and Siemian and Demaryius Thomas on the same page.
Tough play for Demaryius Thomas. Big game for him. He had 8 catches on Sunday. 6 of them went for first downs, including that touchdown. Moving on to the game. On to Von Miller's sack. Of course, Miller with another double-digit sack season, doing his usual thing on the edge, getting into the backfield, making a play. That's his 6th double-digit sack season of his career. Every year in which Von Miller has played at least 10 games, he's had at least 10 sacks.
Right tackle, poor Shell, all day long is getting beat up. It's just tough to block Von Miller one-on-one, but as a defense, when you can rush 4 and get pressure and drop 7, you're going to have a good chance to win. And on that play, Von Miller, not too many tackles can block Von Miller on that type of move.
And when you're behind like the Jets were, you're trying to catch up, you're going to have to leave your tackle on an island like that because you need all your receiving targets out there, and that's a sort of disadvantageous situation they were in, and Von Miller takes advantage, gets there for the sack. And if the Broncos can get ahead of the Colts on Thursday night, could be in position for more plays like that against a very sack-prone quarterback like Jacoby Brissett. So some good stuff from the Broncos on Sunday. Hope there are more big plays to talk about from Thursday night football against the Colts. He's Casey Jones. I'm Andrew Mason. We'll see you next week.